Back into the press box at the Podosi Sports Complex following the conclusion of the MAAA Conference Softball Tournament. The final score 11-6 as West County claims yet another Spring Conference Tournament title, topping Bismarck. The Indians did, however, put together an exciting rally late that ultimately fell short. An exciting top of the seventh as Bismarck fighting back a three-run shot from Brooke Fitzwater to really start the party and drive in those three, and an additional coming across in that inning as well. But ultimately, the final score is 11-6 in favor of West County, and now claiming yet another conference title in the spring. Now we'll have head coach of West County, C.J. Wright, throw a headset on after we unwrap it from the chair. Coach, 11-6 is the final. You complete the goal of repeating as conference champions in the spring, and now three in a row. Back-to-back Final Fours prior to this year, another conference title, and 13-0 against your most staunch conference opponent. It's a pretty great track record.
Yeah, you know, they get tougher and tougher. And today it looked like it was set up to be one of those, you know, close finish walk-off type games. And 2-2 into the fifth, and, you know, I pulled the girls to the side and we talked to them and just, let's make her work this inning. You know, I don't know what it is about the fifth inning, but we're always big in the fifth inning. We come up with some runs in the fifth inning. You know, not every game, but most games we come up with a big inning in the fifth. And so just reassure the girls and give them some confidence, some just positive words. And sometimes I can be too negative, but in the fifth inning, I just positive words for them and make Sego work. And we did, and it just worked out well in the fifth inning.
It seems like just watching your team a handful of times that I have this year and over the past couple of years, they adjust very well the second, third time through to a pitcher.
Yeah, in-game adjustments, at-bat, in-bat adjustments, and we talk about it all the time. And, you know, it's some of the things that other people overlook, and we talk about it. It's all the time. Every time I meet out there between innings when it's offense, I got something to say about making adjustments. And the girls chime in. And the girl that may have made the last out in the at the previous inning says what the girl was doing to him, what she struck out on, what she popped out on. And so we kind of get a plan going through the game. So, you know, it's not an accident. The girls work hard at it, and they're educated about our opponent, you know, as the game goes on, and they talk about it. And the dugout is, nobody sits down, nobody's out of the game. They're always talking about each at bat, and I just think that helps in game adjustments and in bat adjustments.
And since the spring season, since its inception, since you've been the coach for West County softball in the spring season, how long did it take to develop that kind of culture where you could have that input from the team and yourself?
I was fortunate enough to come in with a team of just fantastic softball players. I looked out on the field my first year, and I had 9 girls that were club team softball players. So we're talking 9 girls that travel the Midwest playing travel softball against some of the best competition in the Midwest. And I was fortunate my first year to come in with that. So we had younger girls that are still on the team today that played with those girls. And it was easy to coach that type of mentality to those girls because they understood the game. We didn't have to spend so much time on understanding what a force out was, what you could go on. So we preached that. So it spills over from going back to the Bailey Marks, the Hannah Hollicks, the Hannah Becks, the Mackenzie Carolines, going back to those girls, that these girls are feeding off those girls still. So you got to go back to there. And, you know, it's just a mentality that I was fortunate to come into a softball team like that I was able to do that with. And the younger girls are capitalizing on that today.
And a lot of the names that you mentioned and some of the names on the roster today, a big factor in the pedigree that your team has built in the spring over the past 3 or 4 years or past 3 years. And now moving forward, a somewhat new look district this year, 1-6. And what are your thoughts looking down the line there?
You know, we got to take one game at a time, but looking at it, you know, it could be us and Bismarck again. And you throw a district title on it, you know, conference is big, but districts, you know, it's even bigger. That means you're going on to the big show when you get in that state run there It's just, you throw a title on a game like a district finals, and it just gets tougher, and especially when a girl like Sagal's in the, on the mound. And it's going to be interesting. Not that I want to see him again, but I do. You know,
right.
You know what I mean? I don't want to see him again, but I do, because I want to be in that finals, because I think Bismarck will be.
Hey, you put on quite the show collectively, playing 7, 8, 9.5 innings throughout the entire tournament and claiming that. How important is it to accomplish that feat, set out that goal, and achieve it in this two-day span?
Yeah, you know, it's really important, and it's important going into the districts to do what we did. We come in, put an exclamation point on the game last night, and today, you know, the first 3 or 4 innings was a tight game, and the fifth inning we come out and have a big inning in the fifth, and they did make a couple mistakes, but we capitalize on every mistake they made, and that's what you want to see. High school teams are going to make mistakes. I mean, we made mistakes. The difference is capitalizing on their mistakes and keeping your mistakes in check and not letting them capitalize. And that's what we was able to do today. The last thing was a little rocky, a couple missed, you know, pitches. Ricky Lynn kind of took for granted that it was 11-2, and I think 2 outs and relaxed a little bit. And just, you know, just a couple missed pitches and to a pretty good hitter that hit. To hit one 220 feet. So she's a little disappointed she let that happen, but it is what it is, and the score still was 11-6. So
still a W when you look
right.
back.
Yep.
Now, moving forward, you have such a successful team that's had the deep runs over the past couple of years, the perennial powerhouse in the spring. How do you measure success in the postseason after back-to-back Final Fours and all that? How do you guys in-house measure success?
Our goal starting this year was a district title. That's what we talked about. We don't go any farther than that. The big scheme of things is it's nice to get to the Final Four. It's fantastic, honestly. I feel like we was very fortunate to get there last year. I had zero expectations to get to the Final Four. I'd be lying if I said I really thought we'd get to the Final Four last year. I wanted to win a district title, and that was our goal, and anything after that was a bonus. This year is the same way. We come into the season, and our expectations are and goals are to win a district title, and anything after that is a plus. Look, saying that, of course, yes, it'd be great to go back, but right now that is not our goal. That will be our goal when we get to the quarterfinals, if we get there.
Look forward to that short trip for districts, maybe?
Oh, I'm ready for it.
All right. Once again, the head coach of the West County softball team, C.J. Wright, conference champions once again, and sounds like they are cock-locked and ready to rock for districts.